Chapter 5. Location: The Royal Rainbow Academy. Cirrus accompanied her son for his interview at her alma mater and convinced the director that Nimbus was a good candidate. They still tested him on his abilities and were concerned about his suspension from Thunderhead School. But since Cirrus had graduated from the academy and taught a few years there before going on to being one of the best sunsetters their school had ever known, Nimbus was accepted. He spent the rest of the year at Royal Rainbow Academy learning the science of creating rainbows. He practiced every chance he could get. Some were good, some not so good. He listened and learned all about the physics of rainbow making, but to him, he found that if he could just get close enough to the mountains and the sun was at its perfect afternoon bend, and there was the lake nearby, wow, the rainbows were spectacular with very vivid colors. Physics or no physics. His favorite part was letting go and floating back to watch the reflection of all the elements. Observing his work of art was like artists admiring their paintings. Of course, gently raining to get the glistening effect while catching the sun's rays just right. That was his physics. Soon he had his school teachers convinced to let him pick his own rainbow locations and lead the team. However, he couldn't always get the other clouds to cooperate. He was different. He was a cumulonimbus thundercloud and a bit intimidating despite his small size. But he wasn't going to act like Anvil. He was going to get cooperation through setting a good example. Each rainbow got better, and he did find a group of clouds that were willing to go near the mountains and wait until the sun was at its perfect location in the sky. Then, wow, what colors! What a show! Timing, that was the key, he thought. One day, Mr. Prism, his teacher, announced to the class that a prestigious competition for the best schools in rainbow productions was going to be held in Honolulu, Hawaii. The best school would be awarded world recognition not only for the school, but a chance for the artists to perform at the Kingdom Come Gala. Around every 10 years, the gala represented a celebration for a new planet discovery, and one had just happened far away in the universe. The future for the winners of the competition was guaranteed. Who knew where it would lead? There might even be a chance for the winner to be chosen to be part of the new planet's atmosphere. That is, if all the stars and the moons lined up. Nimbus especially wanted to be in the competition to show his dad that he was a real artist and not a thunderhead. He had lived up to his agreement and was number one at his school. But the year wasn't over yet, and he still needed to win the competition. Even though his dad had been supportive at first, he was still hoping Nimbus would be back to following in his old dad's contrails. His dad still believed that Nimbus could be one of the greatest cumulonimbus thunderheads ever to span North America. But Nimbus had a different plan. The time finally came, and Nimbus and his classmate Strut traveled for 2 days to get to the competition in Honolulu, Hawaii. What better place to hold a world championship? Even the archangels came to watch, and of course Nimbus's mother came too. It was no surprise that his dad didn't make it, saying he needed to deal with certain weather conditions in the Caribbean. Nimbus noticed that various types of clouds, who had volunteered to be extras, were milling around near the mountains. They were ready and waiting for their cue to take action and prepare for rain when needed. After making sure his mom was settled, he found Strut hovering with a few of the other contestants. Nimbus couldn't believe how good he felt, but he was still nervous. He had practiced his best and tried to take his mother's advice and just enjoy the experience. Yet a lot was riding on the winning, his very freedom. "Focus," he said out loud. "Yeah, we got this," Strut said. "Just pretend you've been doing rainbows your whole life." "Yeah, like my mom used to say, whatever sunset that comes from me just is. It's up to the observer to see the meaning." But this was not just a sunset. It was a rainbow. It was major competition, and the observers would be judges, the best and most critical at judging the kaleidoscope arches. And not only that, Archangel Michael would be watching too. At least my dad's not here. That would really polish me off. Hey, you're number one, Nimbus. I'm honored to be your partner, Strut said. Oh, thanks, Strut. So will you help me keep it that way? Nimbus knew he could get the richest colors, and he was good at reflecting a perfect composition, but his rainbows were different than most. He would go in and draw a thin cloud design that would shimmer over the bottom of the arch of colors. His lines weren't straight or curved, but squiggly, making his rainbow look more like the trimmings of a young girl's prom dress. But somehow, his unique method caused the colors to blend into each other at the edges, creating an unusual distinction. They could not be defined. When he first started at the RRA, Principal Concave eventually gave up on trying to make him conform to achieving uniform rainbows. She told Mr. Prism to let him be different. His teacher was relieved having seen his uniqueness from the beginning. Definitely, he was living up to his legacy. How could his teacher not see his mother's influence? Nimbus's rainbows were soft and gentle like her. He did take after her when it came to creating. It just wasn't his nature to create rainbows with strong, bold arches. He would leave those up to Strut. In fact, their rainbows looked good together. There was contrast with their diversity. No one would ever be bored seeing their display. Also, Nimbus chose Strut to be his partner because he was the only one that could manage to keep close enough to Nimbus during practice without either washing out or covering over his creation. The idea was to create two spectacular and separate creations right next to each other. The closer one could get to the other, the more points they'd earn. The stronger cloud seems to have the brighter reflections of colors, but Nimbus and Strut were different. Who but the best judges in the world could pick the best? Each performance from the other contestants were perfect in every way. Then it was Nimbus and Strut's turn.
All you can do is your best, Mr. Prism stated. You are different, and that's what makes an artist famous. Remember Vincent van Gogh?
But didn't he have to die first before anyone thought he was any good? Strut asked.
My mother says artists need to create what is in their hearts, not what will win competitions, Nimbus said.
But we really need to win this one. I need to win with all my heart.
Nimbus, what do you say we just go out there and have some fun winning, Strut said, seeing the stress building in Nimbus. You okay with that, Mr. Prism?
Go for it, boys, as long as it's good and entertaining fun. Principal Concave is counting on you.
Nimbus took a deep breath to settle himself, then noticed that some of the clouds over the mountains were screwing around, not even in the first stage of build-up.
How are we going to get their attention, Strut? Do they think that it's all over?
We need less rain and more mist anyway, Strut said. This is a good thing.
I thought we needed more rain, Nimbus asked. What was happening? He had never gotten confused like this before, but then he never was under such pressure to succeed.
Hey, you picked me to keep you straight. Since the sun is closer to the ocean's horizon, we will have to adjust. So actually, being last is the best. So pull yourself together, champ.
Okay, I'm with you, Nimbus said, trying not to breathe himself into a spin.
Just don't forget to reverse those scallop shapes so that the humps are facing the water, Strut shouted as he got into position.
I'll start raining, then start my design midway between the buildings at the ocean, Nimbus yelled back.
I plan to land about a football field's length out at sea. You rain above me like we rehearsed.
Roger that, Strut shouted.
On your mark, get set, go,
the official shouted. Nimbus shot off and rained in an arch high in the sky. He signaled the sun's rays to reflect through him, which turned the arch in the sky into vivid primary colors of magenta red, cobalt blue, and cadmium yellow. By the time his rainbow started to squiggle and the scallop design started to appear, three new colors showed up of purple, orange, and green. It was quite spectacular, especially when Strut reigned above Nimbus, moving more out to sea. The double rainbow was an amazing work of art and not only got the attention of all the judges and all the angels, but the lenticular clouds that had been goofing off over the mountains. Each team was supposed to get two chances, but Nimbus and Strut's first try was perfect. The Royal Rainbow Academy declined the second attempt. No one had to wait long for the judges' decision. It was unanimous. Nimbus and Strut came in first place. Strut stayed in the winner's circle as Nimbus joined his mother.
"I am so proud of you, Nimbus."
Cirrus was glowing and shimmering a soft pearl.
"Oh my, is that Archangel Michael coming this way?"
Nimbus sucked in his breath as Michael approached.
"The radical rainbows," Archangel Michael said, smiling at Nimbus. "I realize the sun is almost gone, but if I hold it still, would you be able to do one more performance?"
"Are you serious? You can really hold the sun still?"
Strut, Principal Concave, and anyone else who had heard such a thing gathered around. The crowd was dumbstruck, and Principal Concave shouted,
"Why, of course, sir. In fact, I know that they can reverse the pattern so that you can see how versatile they are. Right, Nimbus?"
Yes, but..." Nimbus hesitated and looked at Strut. Even though Nimbus was flattered, he was beyond nervous. He was overinflated from his win, and now he had to do it again. And it would surely be different, since the unruly lenticular clouds over the mountains were all going to participate this time. What would it look like?
"Come on, Nimbus," Strut said.
"But the clouds, they're going to rain too much."
"Where's your faith?" Strut said.
He smiled at the Archangel and headed for the buildings.
"Altitude, Nimbus, you got this. Just do that thing, but this time make the highest arch you've ever done before in your life and then dive for the water. Be radical!"
"Okay, Strut, you're the engineer," Nimbus said.
His nervousness was causing his mask to take a strange shape. He kept taking breaths to calm himself.
"On your mark, get set, go!" Principal Concave shouted.
Nimbus shot across the water, raining a mist over the low-lying sun's rays that reached out to him. He stretched between the buildings and then arched extra high into the sky. But something was different. Since he had been so anxious and had been breathing so erratically, he got the hiccups. Mini scallops appeared on the top of every other scallop. Meanwhile, Strut showed with his unusual rain to reflect a strong band of colors, and because of their height, the extra rain only intensified the reflection of the rays of light. The double rainbow lingered long after Nimbus and Strut returned to the judges' circle. The accolades poured into every moment of silence, and Strut acted like a rooster in a barnyard, prancing around as he had always done before. Nimbus chuckled to himself. Even though Nimbus was feeling great and very proud, he was surprised how fast his elation was wearing off. Why didn't he feel like Strut? The award ceremony was special, and he was very flattered that Archangel Michael had wanted them to perform again. But why wasn't he feeling, well, more thrilled? Hadn't he wanted to be an artist like his mom? He received as many accolades as Strut and was told to send in his resume for the new planet's weather team. But he knew in his heart that he wouldn't be happy away from his family. Strut didn't have a family, so it would be perfect for him. Then Nimbus started thinking about his dad, who hadn't attended. Nimbus had been disappointed at first, but then didn't care. He knew this contest was no big deal to his dad, and going into this line of work would never amount to much in his father's eyes. "Well, maybe I should go back to Thunderhead and make him proud," Nimbus thought. As Nimbus was getting ready to leave with his mother, Archangel Michael approached with his magnificence. His long golden hair and indigo-blue robe floated as if he was underwater. Nimbus sucked in his breath as he always did when he saw something unbelievable.
"Nimbus, this must be your mother, the one you take after," Michael said. "I am well aware of your artistic sunsets and enjoy them often."
"Oh, my, your eminence, thank you so much."
"Yes, this is my mom, Cirrus Cumulus," Nimbus added. "She has taught me sunsets, too. In fact, I am going to help her with this one as soon as you let the sun go."
"Oh, yes, I almost forgot."
Michael paused with his eyes closed and smiled at the sun. The light suddenly changed, then he added,
"Nimbus, I was wondering if I could have a word with you before you go."
"Of course you can," Cirrus said. "I'll go get ready for the sunset, if it's not too late." Cirrus floated towards the sun that was almost halfway past the horizon.
"We have a new program that you might be interested in," Michael said, watching Cirrus move to join the other clouds.
"With the angels?" Nimbus was staring at Michael. A sudden excitement made him start to grow, but he took a few deep breaths and settled back down. Michael smiled at the small cloud and continued,
"Yes, Nimbus, since I heard you say you were done with Rainbow School, maybe you would make a trip to the Angel Realm to see if you might be interested in something quite different for your future. Just ask your mother. She will have all the details."